are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And again, we want to get back to the center of Falls City Sacred Heart. We're working on every boys game where it will be the Irish taking on the Knights. Elwood Murdoch, Sacred Heart 7-1 on the year and number one ranked in D2. The Knights come in here 3-5 for Coach Aaron Fire. They're kind of a long, lanky, feminine, athletic team. And they've played a pretty good schedule so far. And the record would indicate that. They've lost a game of 3-5. We'll see what they can do here against the Irish tonight. The Irish start off a loss at Freeman in that holiday tournament final, lost by 2 last week. Here earlier tonight, the girls' game, it was Elwood Murdoch over City Heart, 34-24, the final there. And tonight, over on Sunny 101 play here at Sleep Station, Ford Central Cali beat Johnson Brock 69-38 tonight. Johnson Brock was 7-1. The Knights were 5-4 coming in, but the Eagles played without their leading scorer ball game. Taryn Harmon missed the game with tonight. Missed the game, did not play. Don't know if a single bird makes up for that kind of difference, but that certainly was part of it, I'm sure, tonight with that contest. Say Hart and Elwood Murdoch boys got up next. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back and give you a look at the starting lineups on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. We can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas. He'll help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the triple play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, welcome back here to the Rural Activity Center. Let's take a look at the starting lineups in our game tonight. For the visitors, the Knights for Coach Aaron Pryor, he'll go 6 foot junior Nate Rust, 6 foot 2 junior Henry Coleman, 6'3 junior Braden Mullen, a 6'3 junior Lee Fletcher, a 6 foot sophomore Tyson, and their starting lineup for Elwood Murdoch. They don't have a senior on this varsity roster. No seniors for the Knights. Say our coach Doug Gould tonight. He'll go with his normal starting 5'11 junior. Jacob Jordan, 5'11 senior. Jake Threshold, 6'1 junior. Evan Keithley, 6'3 sophomore. Joe Simon, and 6'3 senior. Brogan Knox to go for the Irish. We'll see 5'11 junior Sam Dunn in the ball game. And we'll also like to see Derek Strong, a 6'6 senior for the Irish as well tonight in this contest. Two teams are huddled up with their coaches here. The Irish are ready for the introduction of the starters tonight. senior Jacob Jordan, who's over, grabs a water bottle, hands it out to his fellas. 4-year starter, I believe. Yeah, I think so. 3-year starter, anyway. Do it all. Take care of the water bottle for his teammates. Learn a point guard. Get pretty much everything done you would need to do as a senior. Although you think maybe you'd find a freshman or seventh grader to do that for you when you're a senior. But not tonight. So everybody lined up for this one after the girls' game. Run by Elwin Murdoch, 34-24, who improved 10-0 on the year. We'll have the Irish on the air again Friday night. They'll be out at Dilladel for a girl-boy doubleheader against the Dilladel Griffin. That'll be a pretty tough girl game again. She ranked Say Our Boys then play the nightcap. And on Saturday, we'll have the Say Our Boys on PPNC. 4:30 is the scheduled start time. They play St. Joe LeBron and the Steve Burke Classic down at St. Joe. Also on Saturday, we'll have Mount City taking on the Nebraska City Pioneer of the Burke Classic. That's a noon tip off on Saturday here on KTNC. Also, Fall City Tiger basketball coming up later this week on Friday night. The Tigers host the Knights of Lord Temple Catholic High School in a contest at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse for Fall City. The introductions are done. The Knights are standing on their side of the court, ready to go. The Irish are team players all huddled up. Now they're breaking huddle and ready to roll. Say Hearn is right to left towards the west basket here in the first half. In the middle, Brogan Octagall will step it in there against Braden Mums. 06-3. The Irish control the ball, and it's Jordan in the front court for the Irish. Jordan off the left side, down to his teammate, good team plate, Simon. Now it'll be Jordan directing traffic. They'll pick and roll with Simon. Didn't work. Knock look back to Jordan. Hauling out directions to his teammates there. The Irish switch up against this defense here. Man to man by the Knights at the moment. High post to his teammate out there. That's Freshel. Now Freshel lobs underneath to Simon. The layup is good at it. So Simon with the first two of the ball game. 2-0 to Sacred Heart. Up the floor, Nate Russ. Russ will give the ball off now to Fletcher. Into the post. Coleman with it. Dribbles, ball knocked away, loose. Jordan dives on the floor after it. Now back out to Nate Russ. And he'll come to the right side for Mullins. For Mann, excuse me. Now the ball on the right side. Henry Coleman. Coleman to the left side of the floor. Mullins with it. Mullins dishes off. Coleman down the lane. Elevates. Jumper, no. Got his own rebound back there. Or that was Coleman with the rebound. Now dribbling down to the left block. Turning his man. So he'll kick it out to the right corner. Right in front of Doug Golson. A long three on the way. No good. A rebound by Jacob Jordan. And up before he comes in a hurry, left side, it is a three ball on the rim. No good by Keefe. Hit the rim, went up and hit the top of the backboard. That's out of bounds. It belongs to the Knights. 6:17 to go here in the first quarter. See a score here. I'm just... Fall City girls beat Nebraska tonight 41-7, according to a score I got from down the street. They're playing at home tonight with the Tigers. 2-0, and now the Knights for the tie. It's up, no good by Ruff. Follow-up rebound by Mullman, and he got fouled on the footback attempt. Foul on the Irish will go against Joe Simon. Mullins with it. Free throw up, in and out, no good. They'll get another one here. Simon with the first foul of the ball game on him. 5:50 to go here. Free throw up and off the mark, no good. knock, the goal comes down with the rebound. Outlet, it goes up the floor, now the basketball. Swing around, in the side, left side, spins to the lane, goes up. Kind of lost the handle on it, he shot it, and the ball comes down to the ice, again to Marlins, his second rebound. Out of the right side, good ball up there for Tyson Manns. Manns and 8, Rust. Rust around the left side, gives the ball up there for Coleman. A long three-pointer on the rim, no good. Shot put up there by Fletcher, and the rebound brought down by Jake Freshall. Freshall, the free throw line, in the way to knock the goal for 3, and he got it on the left side of the circle. Knoxville makes it 5-0. City Hunt, 3 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Rush to the front. Now over on the left side of the basketball. Man, drive and offensive foul. Taking the charge, Jake Freshall for the Irish. The foul on Tyson Manns. His first, team foul number 1 on the Knights. Jacob Jordan working the ball off the floor. To the front, off the right side, Sarah playing everybody free throw line across. Back and in, Freshall gets it out of there to knock to go beyond the arc on the right wing. Back to Freshall. Freshall looking, right side, Keithley on the elbow, driving in, leaves it to Simon. His pass misconnected with Jordan, but it goes to Freshall. And now back over to Jacob Jordan on the far right side of the floor at the elbow. Dribbles, looks to the top. Simon, now it goes. The driving is Keithley, the left block, stop, turn around, jumper, up and down. Evan Keithley with a quick turnaround jumper. It's 7-0, Sacred Heart. 4 minutes to go, quarter number 1. To the front for the Knights with the basketball, Henry Coleman. Handed to Manns. Manns drives up, back to Coleman. Coleman, left side. He'll drive to the baseline, puts his head down, throws off the glass, no good. Rebound is controlled by Mullins, and now it's loose, and a scramble for it. And it ends up in the hands of the Knights. Good hustle by the Knights and all the way around. Back out of the top to Manns. Manns looking. Where does he want to go? On the left side, he'll try it. Now back to Nate Rust in the middle. Off to Manns again. Setting in the lane, off balance, jumping a one-hander, up and good.
He owns their burgers and runs the sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite runs the sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runs in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here. And it's been confirmed now, Falls City did defeat Nebraska City tonight, 41-7 girls basketball. Ouch. For Nebraska City, they're 1-10 on the year now. All right, here we go back to live action here, and it will be Irish basketball into the game for City Hart. Sam Dunn, 5'11 junior. Also in there is Derek Shawong, a 6'6 senior. Out to Freshall, three ball, left corner, no good. Rebound grabbed by Riley Wilson, a 6'3 sophomore that checked in during the break for the Knights. Now it's to Coleman. He looks for a cutter against the man-to-man defense. Now he'll take it down the lane. And they stuck the defense to one side, and they dumped the ball underneath, and Roman gets the bucket. It's now 7-4, pressure to backwards. Jordan has no problem with it. His pass deflected off the hands of a Knight, right to Coach Aaron Pryor. Made a nice catch. He did bobble it, but he's got it caught. Give him credit where credit's due. Irish ball, Jordan inbound to Dunn. Dunn to the left side of the basketball. Back to Jordan against the man-to-man. Dunn, right side, Freshall. Thought about a wall and didn't. They'll get the ball up there. Now down the lane. Dunn to Jordan for 3 on the rim. Too strong. Rebound grabbed up. Weak side by Nottingham. He'll back in with the dribble. Now spin on the left block. Can't get open. Reset it out top with it to Jake Freshall. Off to Dunn, back to Freshel, back to Dunn, right side, now Freshel again in the middle. Free throw line to Dunn in the corner to Jordan for three, too strong. Rebound to Freshel. Good job there, Jake Freshel. Gives the ball to Dunn into the paint, rejects it. Good job underneath there with the block moments. And now going all the way in and going for the hole, losing the basketball. Riley Wilson off his hand out of bounds. Sacred Heart ball with a minute 30 to go in the first quarter, up by 3, 7-4. They're trying a 1-3-1 trap here. Jordan over to knock on the backboard, steps across, now ahead to Dunn. Long 3, got it on the right side, winning. Sam Dunn with the triple for Sacred Heart. 10-4, Sacred Heart. Now to the front, in the middle of the basketball, it'll be Nate Rust with it. Junior point with a minute to go. Off the right side, now to Riley Wilson again. They do a little weave out top off the right side, handing the ball now Henry Coleman. Holding it around the right side. Now Rush for three from the top. Too strong. Rebound brought down by Schwong. Schwong to Jordan coming up the front on the left side. Down to Knoxville into a double team. Ball got knocked loose, back to Jordan, and back to Knoxville. He puts it inside of the bounce to Derek Schwong, his two-player, and the assist to Knoxville. Nice pass, 12-4, Sacred Heart. Three-point lead is now 8. Driving in and kicking the ball back out, and now to the top is Wilson again. They're going to reset between the circles, play for one shot. Nate Rust drilling against Jordan. Looks at the clock with 10. He'll move to the other side into a double team and stepping out. Derek Schwong called for the foul. His first team foul number 2. In Brown with Murdoch with the referee lets him in. Sam Clemens. He came charging in there. And now also coming back in Tyson Manns. Sacred Heart will check in Zachary Keeley for Derek Schwong here. The ball comes in. Command 5 on the clock. Coming up the floor. Back out top and for 3 off the mark. No good at the buzzer by Reed Fletcher. After 1, 12-4. Sacred Heart with the lead. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're back at the Rural Activity Center. 12-4, Sacred Heart with the lead. Sacred Heart was leading 7-4, then went on a 5-0 run to end the third or first quarter. Sacred Heart, no trips to the line in the first quarter. Now when Murdoch goes for 2, half the line in quarter number 1. Sacred Fall City Girls won tonight, 41-7 over Nebraska City. And in the hoop series, in the fourth quarter, boys down 61-41 to Nebraska City. Now the ball is out of bounds and it will go back to the Irish. Alright, up the floor comes Jake Freshel with the basketball for the Irish here. Freshel, Noctigal, Keithley, Jordan, and Simon, the starting 5, and an explosion from the left wing, and a right-headed finger roll on the right side for Jake and Jordan. Puts the Irish up by 10, 14-4 now. With the basketball over on the left side, it'll be Tyson Manns. man's going down the lane. We're out of control. We're going to foul on the Irons. There are two free throws coming up here. Who did they get? Even on Jacob Jordan, his first. Team foul number three on the Irish. Tyson Manns will shoot a pair here for the Knights. First free throw up. First free throw is good. And we go back to the second one. Second one good. Got them both. And it's 14-6. All right, up the floor come the Irish with the basketball now. Lob in, knocked, he'll make the catch. And he was trying to pass. It got blocked back, recovered by Keithley. Now to Simon, his pass out of their tip. Now a lob put it in the knock. Well, he is blocked from behind. Getting him on the arm. Riley Wills, I believe, may be the guilty party. It is. Riley picks up his first. Team foul number two on the night. So Brogan Knoxville will go to the line to shoot a pair here. 3 points in the ball game. Free throw up and good. He's got four. Another free throw coming up here for the Irish senior. Back in. Tyson Mann, he'll replace Riley Wilson. Knoxville ready. Sets. Fires. And got it again. Makes them both, and it is now 16-6. The lead is 10 again for Sacred Heart. To the front court, Rust off the left side to Fletcher. Back to Rust. They play catch across the court. Again, they'll try the left side with Fletcher. They'll drive to the hole, fire it over Knoxville off the mark. Simon with the rebound for Sacred Heart. Ahead it goes to Dunn, up to Freshall, and he falls up and good, up and good. He is the seventh Irish player scoring this ball game. They lead 18-6. So left side now with the basketball. Halen, Sam Clements, got to get the ball away to Mann. Mann's on the right side. Ooh, pretty better than a steal by Dunn. Sam Dunn, left-hand layup, up and good, and he's got five. And the lead is 14 for Sacred Heart. Timeout, ninth, back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Activity Center, in our final night girls game. Now, the same girls picked up a win tonight. They beat Rockport 32-33, the final score. 42-33. Mound City girls get the win over Rockport. Congratulations to them. Time sounds. We're ready to go with the continuation of the second quarter in this one. All right, it's nice basketball. Inbounding against full court pressure by the Irish here. 6-6 to go in the half. Ball comes into Manns. He drops it. Now picks it up. Dribbles up the floor. Guarded by Dunn. Manns working to the right side. Picks up his dribble. Leaves off for Fletcher. Reed will hold it. Now to the left side to Nate Russ. Back to the right side to Manns. Manns passes underneath. Off the hands of Fletcher. Caught by the Irish, by Keithley. Evan Keithley, and the right side done for three, no. Rebound to Keithley. Out to Knoxville for three, no. Rebound to Simon. In the paint, turn up and out, no good. Rebound, the Knights end up with it. as they try to break up the four, a foul committed by Brogan Knoxville, his first of the ball game. Boy, Irish let some points slip away from him into that one. That exchange. 5:24 left here in the first half. And Irish up by 14, bringing up to Nate Rust. Rust ahead, cross court he goes with the pass, and now a weave out top back to Rust. Bounce pass to the circle. Underneath it goes. Moments. Back out to the top. Nothing open in there. Now Russ will reset. Out on the right side. Gives the ball up for Reed Fletcher. To Russ. Say Hart playing a man-to-man defense. Hard-nosed defense. They're not letting anything inside. Simon knocks away momentarily. Recovered. And forcing his way in. No call either way. Was Moments. Rebound grabbed up by Simon. And now it'll be fresh all from out to Keithley. Fresh by an open shot, didn't take it, passed it out, and now foul on the inside on Sigar, on Joe Simon. His second, team foul number 5. Simon comes out, into the long game comes Derek Schwong for the Irish. Still a 14-point Irish advantage, 20-6. Rust coming up the floor with the basketball with it. 4:30 to play. First half. Real Activity Center tonight. On KTNC. 107.1 FM, 1230 AM, and on the World Wide Web at NSCSports.net. This is KTNC Fall City. The ball out to the top again to Reed Fletcher, guarded there by Keithley. Off the right side to Rust. Takes the three twice, now tries to drive. Jordan Schwong cut him off. Out on the left side. Moments. Do the ball Rust again. To the top between the circles. Riley Wilson, right side. And now they try to get to the inside into paint. A little open and a shot up. In and out. No good for the Knights. Put up there by that time Clements. And the rebound comes down to Schwong. Schwong, top of the key, looking at a 6'6 senior over to Jacob Jordan. Jacob looks out, he'll pull it back out, reset with 3.5 to play in the half. Threshold for Noctigal, left side to Jordan. Looking in for Schwong, can't get in the ball. Threshold thinking about it, didn't take the three, now still dribbling in. Gets a low right block to Noctigal, spin move up, won't go. Rebound is going to come down to the Knights ahead to Nate Rust. Back out to the top, Reed Fletcher, a long three on the left side of the circle, up and good. 20-9, the Irish lead. Here is Schwong at the top of the key again. Sets the offense, and now gives it up to Jake Freshall. Freshall with the pass off the right side of the elbow. That'll be a knock to goal. From Jordan over to Freshall. Three ball. Enter on the left elbow. Freshall has 5. That is 23-9. All right, we come to the top of the key at the other end. Reed Fletcher with the basketball against the Irish man-to-man. Inside for Coleman. Got loose and off the glass. The kiss is good. His first touch of the ball game. 23-11. Here comes Jacob Jordan. Forward to the ball. Down to the top. Schwong. Looking inside, knocked to go. Posted up, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Schwong. Coming down with the ball. Lost it. Almost flying there, got away with it. Gets the ball away to Freshall. His pass inside to Schwong. And Derek is going to be fouled here by the Knights. Trying to fight their way around it for the ball. That foul on Reed Fletcher, his first. Team foul number 3 on Elwood Murdoch. Knoxville out, gun back in for the Irish. Here comes Tyson Manns into the game again for the Knights. Out goes Riley Wilson. Jordan trigger for the baseline, out top to Dunn, right back to Jordan, got an error to him late. Jordan back to Dunn, between the circles, looking all over. Gets the man-to-man, now dribbles up. Off the right side, Jordan. Jordan looking for postman in there. Nothing doing. Now on the right side, Freshall. To the top, Schwong. coming off the pick of the baseline. Jordan for three in the left wing. Short, no good. Heathy went up high. And I thought he was going to get whistled for the foul. Instead, they're going to call that on the Knights. Foul will go on Tyson Mann. His second. Perhaps something happened in front of that play I didn't see. Maybe a contact, some sort. We're sitting up here on the deck at midcourt, screened away from the backside of that play. Jordan on the right side, looking. Cuts to the basket, leaves it over to Keithley. Now he'll move into the paint. Elevate, shoot, no, the whistle, and a foul on the Knights with a minute 21 to go in the half. Foul on Riley Wilson, his second. Team foul number 5, and that will put Evan Keithley at the line to shoot 2 free throws. Evan gets set. Free throw on the way up. Good. He's got 3 in the ball game. The lead is 13, 24 to 11. Free throw up. Free throw good again. Well, FC Pioneers win tonight in boys basketball. They beat Fall City 79-44. The final there. Grass City picks up the win. All right, we come the other way. Rush for the basketball. Down by 14, or is nice. 3 ball short by Reed Crusher. Jordan cut up for the basketball. All the way to the hole, left side. Rolls it off the backboard. He is fouled and could not get the drop. It hit the rim about 3 times. A foul on Henry Coleman, his first. Team foul number 6. Jacob at the line to shoot a pair. He got 2 points in the ball game. Senior will get set. He'll fire the free throw up. And no one just missed it. He'll get another one here. 25-11. Sagan Hart with the lead. Second free throw for the senior. Coming up here. He gets ready. He's up. It's good. He got that one. And it's 26-11. 50 seconds to go in the first half. Rush to the high post with the bounce pass to Coleman. Backs out of there a little bit. Off the left side for Fletcher. Back to Nate Russ at the top and a long triple on the rim. No. Rebound batted around and it's a hot potato. Threshold ends up with it. He's got, you know, he's at the bottom of the pile now. Tell ball will go to Sacred Heart. Pressure gets up, takes inventory out. Jersey's still here. Body parts all in the right place. Yep, I'm okay. So the 28.8 seconds to go in the half. The Irish get the ball right in front of their bench. Doug Gould stands up, says, get one shot. Now he'll take a good shot at any time, point blank, but he just shouldn't get a shot at the buzzer and make it. Knoxville to Keithley between the circles. 16 on the clock, now to Dunn. Sam cross-court to Freshland, now to Jordan. 9 on the clock, and the senior point guard for the Irish looks to Keithley. He'll fire for 3. It's on the rim, no. Rebound knocked on. The putback is good. And that will end the first half. Fall City Sacred Heart 28. And the Elmwood Murdoch Knights, 28-11. Halftime, the Irish with the lead. Back in 2 minutes for a look at the story on PTMC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Euro Activity Center. Halftime score goes like this for Elmwood Murdoch tonight. They are led by Reed Fletcher with 5. 2 each for Harry Coleman, Braden Mullins, and Tyson Meatmans. They are 2 for 4 at the free throw line in the ball game. For the Irish in the first half tonight, they will be led by Brogan Octagle with 7 points in the first half. Jake Frischel has 5. Sam Dunn has 5. 3 points for Jacob Jordan. 4 for Evan Keithley. 2 for Joe Simon and 2 for Derek Shalom. Joe Simon has 2 fouls for the Irish, the only player with more than 1 for City Hart. 2 fouls each on Riley Wilson and Tyson Manns for the Knights in the first half. It's City Hart's 28-11 at halftime. All the scores around the area in the girls game tonight here on Sunny. Excuse me, on KTNC, I'm sorry. It was City Hart with the loss tonight, losing number 2 ranked. Elmwood Murdoch, 34-24. Elmwood Murdoch now 10-0 on the year. Over on Sunny 101.3, it was Lord Central Cavaliers over Johnson Brock tonight, 69-38. Fall City Girls beat Nebraska City tonight, 31-7. And Mount City Girls beat Rockport, 42-33. And the boys scored last week, Pioneers over Fall City, 79-44. Your final score there. 28-11, the Irish boys with the lead, looking for their 8th win of the season. We'll be back with the second half cut up after we take a break. Listen to a word from our sponsors. Say thanks to them when you get a chance. I will check in and see what the weather's going to do for the rest of the week. We'll be back here with the second half on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Wind's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Wind's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Wind's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
This is your good time only station, KTNC Falls City. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Mainly clear skies tonight with temperatures falling back to around 10 degrees and winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles an hour. On Wednesday, we'll see cloudy skies, a couple of snow showers developing in the afternoon hours with highs reaching the low 20s and winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. A wind chill advisory for Wednesday night, light snow with a low of 0 and wind chills of 15 below. Thursday, sunny, with high temperatures climbing into the single digits. Wind chills will stay below zero, though, with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny, with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. Little bit of a warm-up as we head into the weekend. Sunshine Saturday, with highs in the low 40s. And for Sunday, plenty of sunshine, with a high temperature right around 30 degrees. Monday, look for sunshine, with highs in the mid-30s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 39.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas. Here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, just about ready to go in the second half here tonight at the Rural Activity Center. Sagan with the lead over Elwin Murdoch, 28-11. Trying to make it a splitter tonight. The Elwin Murdoch girls beat the Irish 34-24 tonight. They run their record at 10-0 on the season. Teams are huddled up with their coaches, getting ready to go here in this third period. Sagan led at one point here tonight. The score, the Irish were up by just 4. They kind of ran off and left the Knights in that second quarter, scoring 16-7 in the period. So here we go, nice basketball. The Irish, Coach Deck Gold, will go with his starting five. Jacob Jordan, Jake Freshel, Evan Keithley, Joe Simon, Broken Nautical. Irish go for a trap, came off empty, and now the ball goes cross court to the left side to Coleman. Now they swing for the Irish zone defense here. Starting five, Nate Russ, Henry Coleman, Braden Mullins, Reed Fletcher, and Tyson Mann for the Knights. On the right side, Russ fakes a three. Now makes a fake, and Jordan jumps, and he gets called for a push foul. Jake will pick up his second foul of the game. on number one on the half on the Irish. The nice go to the west end here, right to left, as we look at it here from the south side of the Rural Activity Center here in Fall City tonight. The Medeca's tournament is next week. Stay Hart, number one seed, the A division. Imagine that. A dribble and drive, and a turnaround. Ball taken away. Knoxville ends up with the steal for the Irish. To the front, fresh. Linda Simon, left side. Back and in, spin move. The left hand up, no good. And the rebound is grabbed up by Manns. Come the other way now with the basketball. Manns dribble drive, and Knoxville jumps up, grabs the basketball. He's trying to reverse layup. They both come down. The held ball will go to the Irish on the already possession. Going up strong, put the ball up there, and two hands come and grab it, and you have nowhere to go but back down to the floor. Off the right side, fresh with the basketball. Lob in, tried to get it to Knoxville, and he got fouled. The foul on Brendan Momans. His first team foul, number one of the half. Jacob Short to inbound the ball. Lobs in, Simon on the right side of the lane. Joe back and down, and he got fouled. This foul is going to be Brendan Momans. No. That's going to be a price of man 30. Okay. His third, I did not see him in the play. And it'll be Riley Wilson, 6'3 sophomore, back in the ballgame. Bring into Simon, he'll hand it off to Jordan. And Jacob Elvis puts it up and in from about 12 feet away on the right side. 30-11, Sacred Heart. To the top of the basketball, Riley Wilson off the left side. Fletcher dishes off and down the lane, all the way to the hole, all the way up. He is good. Riley Wilson, his first two of the night. Say Hart to the front, not to go on the left side. Around the back of the dribble, back over to Freshel. Jacob back and out to the midcourt circle. Now starts up into the paint, spins in the lane, push shot of the left hand, won't go. Not to go the rebound, and he'll get called for the foul. This time is Rust ends up on his seat on the floor. Second on Brandon Nautical. Brogan, excuse me. Not sure where that came from. Up the floor come the Knights. Hand the ball to Rust. Caught in the corner on the baseline. Now spins out of there. Gives the ball to the top to Wilson. Riley Wilson back to Rust. Left side with it. Moving the ball around, and now to the top once again, Riley Wilson with the ball. They play catch down to the right side, and back into the middle to Coleman. Coleman looking against the man-to-man, and the Irish continue to switch the defenses back and forth. And now pass out top, near a loss, Wilson recovers. They're good, and they Rust. Clock moving, 5:20 to go here in the third. Rust down the lane, kicks the ball left, the pass, the shot, no good by Coleman. Rebound to Jacob Jordan. On the run the other way. He'll stop. He'll go across to Freshel. A little wide of the mark. He controlled it. Well, it might have been tipped by Rust that time. Off to Jordan on the left side. Lob it inside. It's going to be knocked to go in the paint. Spin around up. Won't go from about 2 feet. He'll look back the other way now. Up the floor. Come the Knights. Down 30-13. Three ball, left side, no good by Fletcher. Rebound to the Knights, and Rust will push it forward, no good from 15. Rebound brought down by Keefley. Ahead to Jordan. Left elbow. Nice little dance move. Back out to Freshel. He fakes the jump, came back down. Didn't leave 1 foot, just put one in the air. Now is Keefley to Jordan. In traffic, did not go. Thought about it, too close. Back cross court, Freshel. Jake looking, he'll dribble. Moving in to the paint, back to Knoxville, top of the key, didn't take the three. Back to Jordan, halfway mark to the third quarter. Jordan directing traffic, Simon out on the top. To Knoxville, posting up now will be Jordan. He directs traffic, turn around jumper, won't go, and a rebound to Nate Russ. Off the floor quickly away, and underneath it goes to Riley Wilson. He's too far into the basket, has to pass it back out of there. Now around the perimeter, West again. Left side, back to Wilson on the left from the right, and now into the corner on the right side, Fletcher. Fletcher to the top. Henry Coleman sets the ball. Left side, Russ with the elbow, looks for a cutter, nothing there. Back over the right side, elbow to Henry Coleman again, guarded by Jordan. Makes a move on, dribbles to the line, free throw area. Down the right, left side of the lane, up, no good, and the rebound stolen away by Keithley. Keithley to the front, handed to Jordan, a little sloppy on the exchange there, and now it'll be Jordan back to Keithley, over to Freshall. He'll post it inside to Simon, back to Freshall. Out top between the circles, Evan Keithley to Jordan. Jacob on the left side in the middle, now to Knoxville. Back underneath to Jordan. Right block, looking for a cutter, nobody there. Swing around the perimeter again, Knoxville with it in the left elbow. Drives it back to Jordan, right side for Simon. Underneath to Knoxville, caught it, shot it, but got pushed. And will go to the line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to be called on Braden Moments, his second. Team foul number three. Knoxville, 7 points the ball game, leads all scorers tonight. 2:39 to play in the third. The Irish are up by 17 points. Free throw all the way up and got it. 8 for Knoxville. Here comes Tyson Mann, the 6 foot sophomore back in, along with 6 foot sophomore Sam Clements in the game. Sitting down, Henry Coleman, and also Braden Moments. Free throw for Knoxville on the iron, straight up, straight back through the hole. Timeout by the Irish, up by 32-13. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We return here to the third quarter. See our Saturday opponent, Bishop LeBlanc, trailing Mid-Buchanan after three tonight, 32-29. LeBlanc's a good team. They'll host that Seaburg Classic. It's halftime tonight. Here's a surprise. It's Rockport, no, it's not. I read the score on Mount City, 27, Rockport 20. At halftime in the boys' game, the Mountain City girls got a win over Rockport tonight. All right, Knights basketball. 2:39 to go in the third quarter, down 32-13. Rush to the backcourt against four-court pressure now. Over Mans. Mans to the front. The Irish try to trap him. Wow, still in the backcourt. More than 10 seconds. They're 2:39, I think, when they start the possession. They're down 2:26, so they got 13 seconds and still couldn't get it across. Knoxville will bring it. Jacob steps to the front court. With the dribble against the man-to-man defense. Freshall splits defenders. Throws it up in the paint. No. Rebound grabbed up by Reed Fletcher. Shots just not falling here tonight. Here's a three ball for the left corner. Up no good by Sam Clements. Rebound to Knoxville. Brogan on the way up the floor. Off to Fresh. Over to Keithley. Keithley, dribble drive to the left side. Up short. No good. Rebound to Nate Russ. Minute 50 to go in the third. 32-13. Russ used up his dribble. Give the ball off now to Reed Fletcher. Back we go to Tyson Manns down the left side. Again, not a single senior on this squad for Elwood Murdoch. There comes Derek Schwalm, 6'6 senior, and Sam Dunn, a 5'11 junior, into the ball game for the Irish. Knoxville and Freshall will take a seat next to Doug Golds. So the Knights bring Henry Coleman back to the ball game. Getting better at the baseline is Manns. Comes in the middle, I wanted to do an alley-oop, but that didn't work at all. The ball is loose ahead. Push forward to Jordan, back to Keithley. over left side for Dunn. Open, didn't take the long one. Keithy will reset the offense on the right side. Now Simon, spin and drive it down the right side of the block. Got his foot in the lane, needs help out of there to Jordan up top. Drink it back, left side, slows down the left side. Nice shot, attempt, but a better block. Jordan made a nice move to get over. Riley Wilson jumped up, and the 6'3 sophomore says, no, we'll have none of that. Through the lob in to Simon from Jordan on the baseline. And Joe Simon has his second hoop. And I hear a steal by Jordan. And a layup is good. Jordan's got 7. It's 36-13. A ball tipped by Keith. And three times, and finally the third time, he has ended up with his foot on the inline. And fallen. Okay. It's going to be nice basketball. Keithley comes out of the game. In for Sage Hart, back in comes Freshel. Bring the ball down the left side to Riley Wilson. Here's a three-pointer up and off the mark, no good by Fletcher. And the rebound out of bounds. Nobody got it. Sage Hart basketball with 46 seconds of play in the third. It comes into the Irish. Jacob Jordan to the front court now. Right side to Dunn. Bounce pass in. Decided too close to him. Bounced right at his feet. Joe did a good job to control that basketball. Now to Shawong. Trying to post up Simon again on the right block. They do. Gets the entry pass. Turn around the lane. Up and good. Simon was 6-4 in the quarter. 18 seconds ago. Front court. Nice ball. Cross-court pass stolen by Dunn all the way in right hand. Shot is blocked, but hit right on top of the head of the process. So Dunn will go to the line after the foul committed by Henry Coleman, his second. Team foul number 4. Sam Dunn has 5 in the ballgame. First free throw of the night for the Irish junior. It's all the way up, and no good. He'll get another one here. Sage Hart brings in Zachary Keithley, a 6'6 senior. Also into the game now, James Freshel, a 5'11 sophomore. Free throw for Dunn is up and good. Switch that one. 39-13, Sage Hart. They've tripled the lead on the Knights. The Knights have 2 points here in the third quarter. They'll try to get a feather beater. No, the ball is loose, stolen by Dunn. 8 tenths left. Got a foul on the Irish. Ball on Jake Freshel, his first. Team foul number 3. He was a sheepish look over to Search Doug Gold, said, really? And the ball is in, fired, and off the mark. 39-13, Sage Hart after 3. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
39-13, Sage Hart boys with the lead over Elwin Murdoch after 3 quarters. The girls game tonight, Elwin Murdoch got a 34-24 win over the Irish, their 10th of the year against 0 defeats. Sage Hart at Bill Odell on Friday night, on Sunday, and here on KTNC Saturday against Bishop LeBlanc, the boys only game down to the Burton Classic. That's a 4:30 schedule time. Here the ball knocked loose by Keithley out of bounds. Nice ball underneath their own bucket. We'll tip it off at noon on Saturday. Mound City taking on Nebraska City Pioneers, a winner tonight for the Fall City Tigers, got it back at their Harrison Fieldhouse. Simon knocks the ball loose, it's on the deck, picked up by Jordan to knock, a little assignment over the left side to Freshel. Thought about three, didn't take it, back over to Jordan. Jordan moves inside to knock the goal, and they misfire on the pass. It'll be Knights basketball to the front court. Crossword pass, Knoxville went for the steal, came up empty, and a foul on Joe Simon. Oh, really? Paul Naylor was moving into him. Joe kind of centered his own business, got ran into it, got called for his third foul in the process. It's non-shooting foul. The Knights will inbound off, out top to Nate Russ. He's going to fire a long three up, no good. Knoxville with the rebound, had it, lost it, saves it in to Kingsley. Evan to the front to Jacob Jordan. Pull it pass inside to Knoxville, spins in the lane, fall away one hander, good. Knoxville with 11, the first player in the game is double figures. Irish show pressure here. Off the right side to Wilson. Trapped on the baseline, and he airmails the pass back. The race is on. They're screening Jordan off of it. It's over and back. Not many people win races on the basketball floor with Jacob Jordan, but Russ did a good job. Kept his body between the ball and Jacob Jordan, so he didn't get an easy layup. Jordan will trigger the ball in from the baseline. Look to the lob, didn't get it. And now out ball, tipped away, out of bounds. Good play over there by Riley Wilson. Quick hands by David Keith for the Irish fan base. Made the catch. Into Jordan midcourt, left side and knocked the goal. Brogan looks back to Steiner, the right side, Freshel. Evan back over to knock the goal, left side, Simon. Posting up, back to knock the goal. Driving into the paint, back to Simon. Simon with a move, a reverse layup for the right hand. Good. Simon with 8. The lead is 30, 43-13, and a long pass to the right side. Move the ball up the floor. Will be the Knights. The pass tip controlled again by Reed Fletcher. Fletcher pass to the middle, tip. It gets through. Sean lays up short, no good by Coleman. Rebound to Simon. Simon out of there with it, ahead to Jordan. Jordan leaves it for Simon, right side. He thought about Wallen, didn't take it. Simon, right side wing, inside to Freshel. Quick, spins all the way around, off the glass, no. Kept it alive, is controlled by the Knights. Got out of there with it, Henry Coleman to the front. There came Freshel, he about got it. Now the Knights down the lane, in traffic, up and off the glass and off the iron twice. Ryan Wilson with a second field goal, 43, he's saving heart. This one's all over but the shot. Moving the ball up, Jordan lobs it in, left side, on the baseline, on the post. Simon spins in, up and good. He's a double figures with 10. So a lot of damage here late. Ball tipped by Jordan. The Irish starters are not going to play much longer. It's a busy week. They've got three games this week. Here's Jordan with a steal. Jacob headed in on the right side of the layup. It's up and good. He's got 9. Here comes Derek Schwalm. Good goal. Calls timeout. Just to change Schwalm into the ball game. And let's see. They're going to take the time. We'll be back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we've got 4:59 to go here in quarter number 4. The Irish leading 47-15. Nice ball. Jordan Schwalm knocked to go Freshel and done the ball game for the Irish here. up before Russ comes off the right side for Ryland Cassidy to check into the game. They're going to tie it up. Back to Russ, back to Cassidy. Down on the left side of the basketball, Fletcher. For three, it's up as good on one way. So Fletcher with the ball again. That's his second triple at the other end. Maybe Jordan. Jordan now with 12. Timeout called by the Knights, down 50-18. We'll take another 30-second break. We'll be back on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
50 for the Irish, 18 for the Knights here in the fourth quarter. We've got 4:31 to go here. The goaltender drawing up plays. So it was said, the reports I got, the Irish lost up to the Freeman Holiday Tournament. They just didn't play very well in that championship game and got beat by two. So, coach is working over some things here tonight in this ballgame, even with a 32-point advantage here in the fourth quarter. Cast is way off the right side to Rust. Backhead dropped it. Jordan steals it. Jacob Jordan going in, and he logs it for pressure, and they can't connect on the alley-oop. Dunn comes down with it. Able to tip it out to Jake over to Freshel. And now Nocturne with it. Back to Dunn. Down to the right side. Nocturne. Three ball up on the rim and over the backboard. Out of bounds. That'll do it for the starters for the Irish. Here come the replacements. Checking into the game for Sagar now. Let's see. Dunn stays in. Zachary Keithley is in the ball game. Jack Stice is in the ballgame for Sagar. Riley Nelson checks into the ballgame for the Irish. And James Freshel checks in for Sagar. With 3:45 to go in the ballgame, the Irish up by 32 points. But out top, Reed Fletcher passes down to the right side. Driving in his man, shoots off the glass. No, the rebound brought down by Zachary Keighley. Get to the front court on the right side, swing it around. Keithley out beyond the three-point line, hold it. Left side for Nelson, back to Keithley. He'll get the ball up there for Jack Stice, he'll back it out in the midcourt circle. Stice on the right side, left side now with it for James Freshel, into the paint. Backs in, hands the ball off to Stice. He'll fire a long one up, no good. The rebound is grabbed by Great Moments. Rust off the floor now for Clements. Back to Rust. Under 3 minutes to go. On the right side, in the middle now with the basketball. Fletcher with it. They hold it. They take the ball to the left side. Now out to Rust again. He'll skip it left side for Clements. Clements looking around. Nobody around. Hold it. Left side, he goes to the basketball. Now working it around with the ball will be Tyson Mance. Underneath, catch and a left-hand shot. Oh, yeah, that ball gets out of the rim. Halfway down and crawled out on a layup by Mullins. Here's Dunn to Nelson. 2:15 to go. Take the ball to the left side for Freshel and back out top. Stice. Stice to the left side for Keighley. Zach holds it, pass underneath the goal, and he didn't make the catch. Ball went right to his hand and popped straight up, grabbing the Knights. Under 2 minutes to go now. Rust in the paint. Dishes the ball off now to Manns. He'll fire for two. It's up, it's good. Tyson Manns with his first field goal of the night. And a timeout just to change players here for the Knights. So they take the timeout, and the players aren't going to the bench. They're just going to bring in new players. In for the Knights, Ryland Cassidy is back in there, a 5'9 junior in the game. Clement stays in. Lust will stay in. Also back in there, Tyson Manns. And it'll be Keithley with the assist coming from Breschel. And Zach Keithley on the, in the scoring column. 90 seconds to go. Three ball up. No good by Wilson. Offensive rebound by the Knights, and Russ will hold it. He'll look, he'll dribble the paint, he'll dish it off now to Wilson. Wilson off to Clements in the paint, left side, Russ for three on the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Riley Nelson, and his outlet for Dunn out of bounds. The ball to the Knights. Here comes Justin Junker, 6 foot junior into the game for the Knights. And, come on, young man, there you go, Easton Miller, 5'10 sophomore jumper, 6 foot junior. All right, nice ball with 65 seconds to go. Off the floor with it, the Knights. And traveling before the three-pointer went in by Riley Castens. 58 seconds to go. Stay hard with the basketball. Bring it into the middle. We'll be Freshel. He threw it off the backboard, and it came down the hand of Jake Stice. He said, I know where that ball goes, right there in the middle of that net. 54-20, Sagar with 37 seconds to go. Down the right side, Justin Junker, pass knocked away. Out on the left side, with it once again, Clements to the top, to Caskins. Caskins digs off, driving in, and pass the ball out. And out of bounds it goes, and Tender here on the near side for Miller. Irish ball with 8 minutes to go in front of the Knights bench.
There's a lot that could be said.
Dunn will walk it up to the Irish.
Could be.
Right side, he goes there to Stice. Stice into the paint, elevates, and got to go again. 56-20, Sagan Hart, that's going to be your finalist. This long one goes in, but it's 47. Sagan Hart, 56, the Knights, 20. Back in 1 minute to wrap it up on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Bottom Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin City Supply, Route 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank has announced that Trent Scheido will succeed Mark Moorhead as president at its Falls City location. Moorhead will retire from day-to-day work, but remained at the bank part-time after 28 years. Scheidel's currently vice president and has been with Frontier Bank since 2017. Also with the new year, Bill Niedfeld will bring nearly 34 years of banking experience to the Falls City location. Each employee is excited to continue to work with their existing customer base and meet and work with new customers. Frontier Bank in Falls City. Good with money. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our final score, our boys game tonight, is Sagart with the win over the Knights of Elwood Murdoch, 56-20. For the Irish, Jacob Jordan at 12, Brogan Knoxville at 11, and 10 for Joe Simon to lead the way. Sam Dunn at 6, Jack Stice 4, 5 for Jake Fresher, 4 for Evan Keighley, 2 for Zach Keighley, and 2 for Derek Shawong for Sagart for their total of 56. They're now 8-1 on the year. We'll head to Delaware on Friday night, a game you can hear on Sunday. Then Saturday, the boys only will be on the air from the Steve Burton Classic in St. Joe at LeBron, taking on the Golden Eagle. LeBron tip time scheduled for 4:30. For the Knights, they're led by Reed Fletcher with 8, 4 each, for Riley Wilson and Tyson Manns, and 2 for Braden Bowens and Henry Coleman. The Knights are now 3-6. In the girls' game tonight, Sagan Hart, the number one team in D2, losing to the number two team in D1 by a final score tonight of 34-24. An off night for the Irish. They were led by Harrison Vonderschmidt and Delaney Whip for 5 points apiece, 4 each for Jessica Wurtenberger and only the eye cough. The big concern tonight for the Irish after that email, 8-3, is the health of Rachel Magdance, who left the game with only 6 minutes to go in the second quarter with an injured leg. The Knights were led by Bailey Fall with 16 points and 10 for Lexi Bacon. They're now 10-0 on the season. And the other scores will run down. We've got for you tonight around the area. Girls basketball, Lord Central County, where Johnson Brock, 69-38. It was Fall Sea Girls beating Brown City, 41-7. Found Sea Girls beat Rockport tonight by a score of 42-33, the final there. And the only boys final I had, Brown City or Fall City, 79-44, plus the one here, Sea Art wins by a final tonight of 56 for Sacred Heart. And the Knights finished the evening with 56-20 to final there. So that's going to wrap it up. The Irish girls lose, the boys win. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody. I don't want to deserve me. I'm not.